If you're a musician in Seattle who wants strings on a recording, your path will lead to Andrew Joslin. He's orchestrated for Macklemore and Ryan Lewis and Mark Lanegan, made soundtracks for movies and podcasts, performed with the Bushwick Book Club and the Seattle Rock Orchestra. Well, now Andrew Joslin is stepping into the spotlight. Andrew Joslin grew up overshadowed by his older half-brother, Chris Kattan. Remember him?
Hello. I'm Antonio Banderas. I'm an actor.
When I was in eighth grade, he became overnight huge success story. You know, he was on Saturday Night Live. He was on Night at the Roxbury. He was doing a bunch of stuff with Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry and David Spade. Like, he was in this the upper echelon of fame. Both him and I went to Bainbridge High School. And I, you know, Bainbridge is a pretty small community. Everyone knew who I was. So I instantly became Chris Kattan's little brother.
But Andrew was his own person. He'd been playing classical violin since age five. He joined the Seattle Youth Symphony, played in an orchestral camp. He was a full-on classical music geek. And his half-brother wanted to change that.
He saw me and was just like, what are you doing? You're listening to like high Renaissance music and you're like trying to learn how to play the recorder and like, what are you doing? Like, here, I'm going to really get you out of the dark ages and I'm going to give you a mixtape and you're going
to
love it.
Chris Kattan introduced Andrew to The Police, Tears for Fears, and Roxy Music.
It was such a huge influence. It was just like, oh my God, this music is just so beautiful.
But Andrew wasn't ready to give up on classical music. Then, one day for an audition, he was playing Eduardo Lalo's Symphony Español.
And I nailed it. I felt so just satisfied. And the lady that was running the master class at the time was like, no, you're doing it all wrong. Like, you vibrato too much. You did this too much. And your bow was weird. Why did you choke it this way? And it's like, well, because that's how I wanted to perform it. And she's like, well, Lalo wouldn't have liked it that way. I'm like, who are you to say what the composer would want? It's a very curatorial way of doing it, which it's beautiful, but at a certain point, for me at least, it lost a bit of magic. I wanted to improvise. I wanted to create music. I wanted to not just be, you know, I didn't want to be a playlist. So in college, I joined a rock band.
The band was called Handful of Lovin'. That's Lovin' with a U.
I kind of took on the role of the lead guitarist as a violin, and I loved that.
The band was playing 300 shows a year, but Andrew was barely scraping by.
I'm a creature of comfort. I want to be able to have a home. I want to be able to have a life and a wife with kids and, you know, maybe a little bit of a white picket fence, but I feel like that is okay to want as a musician.
So Andrew Joslin set out to cobble together a comfortable living in the music world. He did everything, scoring music for podcasts and video games, becoming the go-to string player and arranger for local and national artists.
Yeah, I feel like I've been MacGyvering a career for years.
He even toured with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Underneath this fragile frame.
For the longest time, I was always working in the capacity as an auxiliary player, either accompanying somebody else or helping someone else realize their vision for a song. I just kept on feeling my gut telling me that there was something more. I remember like talking to a couple of friends where they would say like, hey man, you should start your own band, you should start your own project, and it terrified me.
This year, Andrew Joslin took a risk. He recorded a solo album.
So happy in a modern moment.
That song is called Plastic Heaven, but it's not Andrew Joslin on vocals. It's local singer Will Jordan. Andrew tried singing his own vocals, but...
It was too emotionally hard for me, actually. Because some of the songs are, you know, one of the songs is about my brother and his kind of rise to fame and dealing with the fickleness of Hollywood.
That song about his brother, Chris Kattan, is called Icarus. Shelby Earle sings it.
You never worried me. You never seemed to be someone to lose their head, even in the worst of times. With all those best of times, you were a model for me. But then one day I found you were so slowly drowning.
You know, Icarus is all about that, and I couldn't sing it. I tried. I was like crying in the studio. I was like, I can't do this. It was too much.
Tonight, Andrew Joslin performs at the Triple Door. Andrew says he will step up and sing some of those songs that he wrote. For KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds.